Okay, our learning should be in Sosa first, Shalema, Taniel ben Fruma, Marchazev ben Fega, Basoch Sharcha Yisrael. Three short words for Shavuos, here we go. The Pasuk says very famously in Koheles, Tovim Hashnaim Mina Echad, two is better than one. However, the Sefer Bios HaBoker, Rabbi Simon, Rabbi Simon Shlita likes quoting this a lot. Bios HaBoker says, no, Tovim Hashnaim Mina Echad is actually, it's a hint to the first two of the Aseres HaDibros we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last eight we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, but the first two refers to Anochi and Velo Anochi Hashem Lakecha and Velo Yelecha. That's what it means. Tovim Hashnayim. How great are the two? Min HaEchad that we got, that we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we hear from the Rabbeinu Shom. Beautiful idea from the Biyos HaBoker. Idea number two. Gemara in Shabbos, famous, he says on Peiches, on Aleph, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Jewish people, if you accept the Torah, good. If you don't accept the Torah, Sham Tehei Kiburaschem. Sham Tehei Kiburaschem. This will be your this will be your burial place. So Rav Kluger asks. So it seems to be a little odd. Tosus asks the question. Why is the Kadosh Baruch Hu forcing us? So the Baal Tanya has a beautiful, beautiful answer. That really, it's such an amazing answer. The Baal Tanya says, Rav Kluger quotes this. Rav Avinson Kluger Shlita quotes this idea. He says it wasn't a threat. Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't saying you accept the good. If not, you're going to die. He's saying it's a reality. He said that living without Torah, living without me, Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you're not going to have a life. Sham Tehei Kiburaschem means that I'd rather die than live without you. You know, sometimes when you have an older couple and someone passes away, I remember when my grandmother passed away, my grandfather passed away 6 months later. He didn't know a life without her. So at the end of the day, what Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Sham Tehei Kiburaschem, that the essence was, is that if you don't accept me, if you don't accept the Torah, it's going to be your... I can't live without you, Kadosh Baruch Hu says. And you can't live without me also. It's a chasna. We know the hafla says that that's exactly why he put the mountain over their heads. It was like a sort of a chuppah. It was sort of a wedding ceremony. So at the end of the day, we saw such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful answer of the Baal Tanya. There wasn't, God forbid, a threat. It was reality. Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, I can't live without you, and you can live without me. It's the chasna. It's the Jewish people coming together. We know, just to be able to say a little, maybe 2b, the Vilna Gaon says, you know, he's saying, Atah Baruch Atano Mikol HaAmim, you chose us from all the nations, Ahavto Sanu, you loved us, Veratitza Banu. Says, Atah Baruch Atano, says the Vilna Gaon, that refers to Pesach, he chose us. That was the engagement. Ahavto Sanu, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu showed us his love, when did he give us his ring? He gave us the ring, that was Matan Torah. He gave us his love, that was Matan Torah. So Shavuos is all about the chas, it's the kala klaiyus coming together with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the celebrating that marriage once again. And finally, the third and final idea, I have to thank Rabbi Eli Marker Shlita from Reshit. He pointed me to this beautiful, beautiful idea of the Yismach Yisrael. The pasuk says Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. So the pasuk pshat is the klaiyus came together, and as one Rashi says Neged Ahar caught next to the mountain. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says that anytime you see the word Neged, which is negative in the puzzle, negative is panon lemizrach. It means they were facing eastward. So he says, the Alexander Rebbe quotes the Gemara in Sukkah and in Bezim and Aleph, that when the Tzadikim are at the times the Mashiach is going to come, said the Yetzahar is going to look like a har to them. Tzadikim nidma lehem kahar. So he says, the code word for negative in the pasuk is mizrach. Hahar refers to the Yetzahara. So he says, at the end of the day, when a person has the har, what's the har refer to? A person has the Yetzirah very going hard at him all the time. He has to realize that not only is it, you know, he can never give up, he can never give up, but that's exactly the neged. Neged is the mizrach. He says mizrach is also a lashon of zoreach. It's a lashon of shining. It's a lashon of a sparkle. He says at the end of the day, when a person has the Yetzirah, v'alichin sham Yisrael neged ahar, you see that you have this mountain in front of you, but you're neged. Neged is a lashon of mizrach, of zoreach. Noach Kadosh Baruch Hu still loves you very much. He punim lemizrach, and he says the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Im tokum alai melchama bezos nevotech." Right, if the battle comes against me, upon me, and with this I will have emuna. So the Alexander Rebbe says no. He says ahina bechama hazos ani botech. And when I see the Yetzirah coming at me, ki roani ki chay anochi od b'chias kedusha. When I see the battle, when I see the Yetzirah still try to get me, I know that I'm still. I know that I'm holy. I know that I still have such great chias. And at the end of the day, he says, when it comes to Yitzhar, we shouldn't ever get down about our Yitzharas. But the fact that the Yitzhar comes back at us is a simon. It's a sign that we're still holy and we're still sparkling. So Ezra Shem, let's just chaz with these three ideas. The first idea we said, Tovim Hashnai Min Echa means two is better than one. What does that mean? It says the Sefer Bios HaBoker, Tovim Hashnai Min Echa, two is better than one. There was the two Aser Dibras that we heard straight from Kadosh Baruch Hu, Vanochi and Velo Yelecha. Moving on to the second idea, the Baal Tanya. The verse of Lavak Shrevi says, how could it be the Kaddish Baruch Hu is forcing us to get the Torah? He said, nah, it's a Venishma. It's like, can you imagine going to a wedding? Rav Kluger says it. He explains really the Baal Tanya. He says, can you imagine going to a wedding and the husband and wife are standing there and the husband says to the wife, if you don't marry me, I'm going to kill you? That's exactly what happened. Kaddish Baruch Hu said that. No, says the Baal Tanya. It wasn't a threat, it was reality. He says, I can't live without you. At the time of Matan Torah, Kaddish Baruch Hu says, I can't live without you. You can't live without me. It's a tremendous love. That's the Ahavto Sonu. The Vilna Gaon says it's the ring. When we say those words, Ahavto Sonu, we should have in mind it's Keneged Shvuis. It's a tremendous love between us and Kaddish Baruch Hu. And finally, the third idea, Vayichan Shem Yisrael Neged Ahar. Besides the famous word of Rashi, Ki Yishachar Velevachar, why Vayichan is a Lashon Yachid. But by Neged, Rashi says it's always Panel and Mizrach. Hahar, says the Gemara in Sukkot and Beis, Har refers to the coder for the Yitzhahara. When you have the Har in front of you, know that it's still Neged. Know that at the end of the day, you're still shining. Mizrach is Lashon Zoreach. And you shouldn't get down when the Yetzirah is trying to get you. But the fact that the Yetzirah is still trying to get you is a dafka, a simen that you have chias, that Kadosh Baruch Hu values you, that you're a yid, that you're a prince, that you're part of the army. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us now to take these three messages, the message of the Bial Saboker, the message of the Baal Tanya, and the message of the Yisrael Chisrael. And the Bezrashim, if we do this, and the Vilna Gaon obviously as well, if we do this, Bezrashim will be zoichet, we will kabel the Torah, now in holding in the Shloshim and Ayabala, Bezrashim, Shvizochot and the Kabbalah Torah with Ava and great Simcha Bezrashem Shchoich.